Luke Bronin. Mayor, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Mayor.
Good morning, guys. Good to be with you.
Thanks for being with us. Obviously, news this morning in the Columbus statue being taken down on Washington Avenue. Can you just talk a little bit about the timing to take it down early in the morning?
Well, you know, we saw what has happened in a few other cities, including New Haven, where there was a pretty significant standoff that I think could have easily turned more violent than it was. And bottom line is we just wanted to get it done in the most responsible and safe way. And so early this morning, we had crews out there, and the statue has now been moved and is in storage.
Should we change the name of Columbus Boulevard?
Well, look, I think that, first of all, there's a process in place for reviewing all street names, name designations. To me, there is a difference between a statue that specifically and very clearly honors a man as an individual and the names that are the legacies that have been there for a long time. But those are conversations we should have as a community. I'm sure we'll have them. I'm sure communities around the state will be having them.
When you announced that you were going to take the statue down, Mayor, was there much opposition?
No, there wasn't. And I think you've seen that same thing play out in a lot of places. I think a lot of people acknowledge that there are other ways and probably better ways that we can honor the incredible contributions of our Italian-American community. Now, Columbus became the symbol 100 years ago or more that Italian-American community embraced to signify their place in the American story. And we need to make sure that we replace him with something that I think is an even better way to honor the contributions of Italian-Americans. But there's no denying that with Columbus, you're talking about an individual who, even in his own day, was known for and was punished for incredible brutality. I think that, again, symbols matter. We have to think about what messages we send, and we have to make sure we're sending the right one.
Can I ask you a really stupid question? Where exactly was the I've lived here, 27 years? Where was the statue? It's on
it's
Washington.
That's a stupid question, because I think if you asked 90% of the folks in Hartford,
we wouldn't know.
They would have no idea that it was there.
It was
at Columbus and Lafayette, kind of near the courthouse, a little bit behind the statue of Lafayette that's up there on the traffic island.
All right, now that's cleared up, right? You can sleep. You can sleep
sound.
No, I know. Well, but I think the mayor's right. I think there's a lot of people
get to know our city.
Well, exactly. Mayor, last week, Thursday, Governor Lamont, Education Commissioner Cardona came out with the plan to send students back to school. We know this is fluid. We don't know where we're going to be the third week of August. But the way the plan was laid out, how much of a concern financially will it be for the city?
First of all, I am relieved that the plan is to get kids back in school. I think that having gone through this last spring where kids were out of school for months, then coming into the summer where you always have summer learning loss, the prospect of a fall in which kids are out of school for an extended period, to me, was really scary because I think the level of learning loss that you have, the just disconnection that you have, the need that kids have for social interaction, to me, made it really important to do everything we can to get kids back in school. So I'm glad that's the plan. There are elements of the plan, including class size and other things, that may increase costs, and we're going to be working on that with our Board of Education. I know the state's going to be working on that. But, again, my first reaction is I'm glad that our goal is getting kids back in school.
Well, the sad thing is this summer, a lot of activities that were around, like Camp Current comes to mind, you know, that helped kind of fight that loss of education that you had because you're starting over again sometime in September. That had to help. So you didn't get that, so you're really in a hole some instances.
That's right, and I think everybody at this point recognizes that virtual learning is no substitute for classroom learning. It can be a supplement to it. It can complement it, but it's no substitute for it. And if we, you know, starting with the shutdown, you know, a few months back, if you think about going all the way from March through, you know, November or December without school, I think that's devastating for kids. So we all know there's a tremendous amount of uncertainty. It's scary looking around the country and seeing other states backslide in pretty big ways. And even though we've done so much and worked so hard to suppress the virus here, we're obviously vulnerable to what happens in other states. So there's a huge amount of uncertainty. We don't know what this pandemic will look like a few months from now. But as of now, We'll be doing everything we can to get ready for returning kids to school in full in the fall. And again, I'm glad that that's the plan that the education commissioner and the governor decided to go with.
Talking with Hartford Mayor Luke Bronin in his weekly visit here on the morning show at 8:55 on WTIC. We know that kids learn better when they're in the classroom, so remote learning, not so great. Remote working from home, it seems like more and more people are leaning that way. If that happens in Hartford and there's less traffic downtown, there's less people coming into work, maybe going out afterwards, how does that affect the city's economy?
Needless to say, it's a really big concern. You know, this is a city where a lot of activity, a lot of business is driven by the number of people who are in the city to work and coming to big events where people have to gather together. So I think that for the year ahead, we're going to take a huge hit. A lot of businesses are going to take a huge hit. On the other hand, I also believe, and time will tell whether this is right or wrong, I tend to believe that people return quicker than you think to their old habits and their old way of doing things. And I know that there's a lot of thinking about what offices look like, but there's a reason that businesses have had people physically in the same space. You can achieve a different level of teamwork, a different level of interaction. You have those unplanned, spontaneous interactions that really matter when it comes to, you know, the cohesiveness of a team, the ideas that are out there. So I'm a big proponent of having people physically working together. And I think, again, there's a reason that that's what businesses have done. The remote learning, remote technology has been around for a while, but businesses have wanted people in offices for a reason. And again, my own view, and we'll see, is that people are going to return to get comfortable faster than you think with returning to their old way of doing things, so long as we have successfully suppressed the virus. And that's why continuing to do the basic things like wearing a mask, washing your hands, keeping distant as much as you can really continue to matter.
Hey, you know, just kind of related because the 4th of July is coming. You know where I'm going with this. Fireworks sales are up appreciably, well, spectacularly across the United States. New York has a huge problem. And we've had some problems in Hartford, have we not?
We've had big problems here. And you're right. It's been a phenomenon across the country. In city after city, based on everything I've read and mayors that I've talked to, it has spiked to an unprecedented degree all over the country, and there's no question that it's been true here. We have done a couple of things. One, we have seized a number of big shipments of fireworks that were being sold in the city, and hopefully that helps a little bit. We've also had dedicated officers out there overnight, and we have a dedicated tip line that residents can call if they've got a specific location that they can share when the fireworks are being shot off. We'll do our best to get officers out there. We've responded to hundreds and hundreds of calls through that line, and we start with the mindset that people aren't trying to do something criminal, aren't trying to hurt anybody, and we start by making sure folks recognize the fact that it's really affecting their neighbors and their neighborhoods, and we'll seize the fireworks there. If we got repeat offenders, we'll go beyond that with our enforcement measures. But our officers have been out there, again, responding to hundreds and hundreds of calls, and we encourage people to use that tip line. It really does help.
Mayor, what's the number? Did you give the number? I'm sorry.
I didn't, but we have the line you can call is 860-757-0000, 860-757-0000. But again, a couple things. One, that's for Hartford residents. We can
right.
respond to things, outside of Hartford. Two, please call if you have specific information. Just telling us we've got fireworks going off in Blue Hills, or we got fireworks going off downtown,
yeah.
or fireworks going off in Parkville, doesn't help us. But if
no.
you tell us a street place, street location, and it's happening right then, we'll move as fast as we can.
Mayor, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for the time. Stay
take
safe.
Care.
Have a good 4th of July. We'll talk
Thank
to you next
you
week.
Guys.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
All right, Mayor Luke Bronin. All right, it was good. That was good.
He
talked about fireworks, and he talked about the Columbus Statue.